When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you,
is your website pretty?
Elvis is everywhere, man.
Does it work right?
He's in your cheeseburgers.
Can people find it?
Elvis is in Nutty Buddies.
Come on, you've been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you, as always, for listening on iTunes and on Stitcher. Thank you for the love and attention on Pinterest. Of course, as always, send us your questions for us to answer on the podcast to info@minddnd.com or hit us up on Facebook or on our website, which is minddnd.com. We are flushing out the negative this week, and we're focusing on the goodness. As the great philosopher Bob Marley once called it, a positive vibration mind. Incidentally, I've been listening to his live album from the mid-70s. It's called Babylon by Bus, and if you've never heard it, you really should put it on your listening list. Awesome album. You feel like you're right there in the crowd, and it kicks off with positive vibration. There's good feelings all around, and we're doing that this week. Last week, we were getting the negative out of the way first by covering the 10 worst words to use in your email subject lines. And there were some surprises to go along with the obvious. Well, how about we look at the opposite? How about the top 10 words to use in your email subject lines that will help improve your email open rates? We're going to overwhelm you with positivity this week and give you these 10 best words to use in your email subject lines. Special thanks to MarketingProfs.com and YesWare.com for some of this information, by the way. So, without further ado, number 10, order today. I was kind of surprised, as surprising as it seems, because it definitely has a bit of salesy sense of urgency to it. Order today performed quite well in email subject lines, as it was shown to increase engagement by 27%. I mean, that's significant. And this is an interesting one. When you think about it, though, it's pretty simple. And even though it is a direct command, it comes across as a rather soft command when there's not additional verbiage with it that is, you know, pressure sales, false sense of urgency stuff. So as long as you're behaving yourself, order today actually is a word combo that could work for you, you know, if it fits your business and what you do. And it definitely deserves a look-see. Number 9, breaking, as in breaking news or breaking bad, maybe. But seriously, the word breaking is another interesting entry here. While it is effective to the tune of increasing your open rate and engagement by more than 25%, be very, very careful with this one. Really, be very careful with any subject lines. But be aware that when a word like breaking is shown to be effective, and there are other words on this list, really all the words on this list, because you know how it goes. People find something that works, and then anything worth doing is overdoing. And when a word like breaking is shown to be effective, spammers will overuse it, and in doing so, they cause a decrease in trust for that word or word combination. So in short, if you use the word breaking in your subject line, make sure that whatever is in your email really is breaking news. Now, number 8, we interrupt our regular programming to bring you this news bulletin. The word bulletin, we're kicking it old school with this one, because you don't see or hear the word bulletin as much as you used to. I mean, you'll still see it, but now, for the most part, we just say number 9, breaking news. When you think of the word bulletin, though, it typically brings to mind either A, news bulletin, or B, a bulletin board. Either way, this is quite the bifecta. Hey, 3 makes a trifecta, and we only have 2, so what the hell? It's just us here. We'll call it a word. Seriously, though, a bulletin board usually piques curiosity because there's usually a nice amount and selection of information on a bulletin board, and the variety alone makes it likely that you will probably find something of interest there, so it's worth your time to take a look, and most of the time we do. On the other hand, a news bulletin piques curiosity because it's most likely something urgent and something you need to know and don't want to miss. I find that it's got a little more edge to it than breaking news, perhaps because that word breaking really has been used to death, and I'm pretty numb to it. It still works, but whether it's as effective as maybe it used to be, that's up for debate. The number seven word, the number seven effective word to use in your email subject lines, golden. I've got a problem with some of these words because some of them have really been used to death, and some of them just sound so damn corporate to me. I don't really know how to describe it, but I've reached the point where I'm really done with this word. I've been guilty of using the word golden a handful of times, to be sure, but it's always bothered me. It's not real gold. It's fake gold. It's not gold, it's golden. The word golden is often used to describe something that is shiny and gold-colored, but it's not real gold. It just shines, real golden-like. So to me, saying something like, hey, if you get those reports done, we're golden. It's kind of like saying, hey, if you get those reports done, we're fake. And I know it's ridiculous, but I'm obviously in the minority. The good news is I've got my weirdness, I accept it, and I recognize that I am in the minority on this one. The word golden actually sits well with people, and it's been shown to increase email engagement by over 30%. And remember, like Mom and Dad always taught us, use it in moderation. If you overdo it, it will get to the point where it won't work. But right now, golden is golden. There, I just said it. Now, number six, the word iPhone. Damn you, Apple. Damn you. Nah, just kidding. Those folks make fine products in San Antonio where they know what pecan sauce is supposed to taste like. iPhones are popular, and iPhone users tend to love their iPhones. I mean, Apple does really, really well with customer loyalty, and that is a big reason that the word iPhone can increase your email engagement by an average of 30%. It's true, just that word iPhone, but again, make sure that when people open that email, that it really does have to do with iPhone, because the worst thing that can happen, and this is why people are skeptical, is you get an email with a certain headline on it, and then you open the email, and you realize that headline was written solely to get you to open the email, and that the email is about something else. So, again, like all the other words, be careful how you use it. Make sure you're honest in your approach. Number five, the word thanks. Go figure. The word thanks. The coolest thing about this one is that it really needs no explanation. Gratitude speaks very, very loudly and clearly. More on that in just a few minutes. So now we're going to go to number four. And number four, this is an interesting one. Words separated by pipes. And this one, I just totally do not get it. Now, in case you don't know, a pipe is the vertical straight line on your keyboard. It's on the same key that the backslash is on. And of course, you hold the shift button and you get the vertical line, and it's referred to as a pipe. It's the vertical straight line on your keyboard, and what this entry means is about three individual words separated by these vertical lines called pipe. Now, just imagine getting an email that has the subject line literally is three words, and those words are separated by those up and down lines. Like open, pipe, this, pipe, email. I mean, just imagine what an email like that looks like showing up in your inbox. Would you actually open it? And this is why I don't get this. There's no way I would open that. That would look to me like spam. No way would I open an email like that. But despite the fact that it looks way too spammy for me, and maybe it would be too spammy looking for you. Survey says it increases your email engagement by more than 30%. Again, I don't get it. But that's what testing has shown. Three words separated by pipes. Even four words separated by pipes will increase your email engagement, or has been shown to. Now, again, bear in mind that, you know, these words, no words are 100% sure. I mean, you want to do your own testing in the right circumstances. But there you go. Words separated by pipes. Now, number three, this is another one of those words where I just don't get why it's as effective as it is. But it is. And that word is monthly. The word monthly in an email subject line. Let's think about it for a minute, though. Subscription was a word on our do not use list last week. And it was on the do not use list because it has, in testing, it has shown to significantly lower the your email open rate. It, by how much, I can't remember. I guess you'll have to listen to that podcast to find out. But we had that word on the do not use list last week, mainly because that word brings up a feeling of commitment right away. Even before you open the email, you see subscription. And there are enough people who think that if they open that email, they'll automatically be subscribed, that people won't touch it. I mean, if anything even remotely looks, feels, or smells like spam, people will err on the side of caution in most cases. But it brings up a feeling of commitment right away. Yet, while the word monthly also brings a bit of a feeling of commitment, it is somehow softer. It's hard to even put it into words. I don't know. That word is not going to make the difference between whether I do or do not open a given email. But monthly has been shown to increase email open rates by between 35 and 40%. Go figure. Like I told you at the beginning of the podcast, there are going to be some surprises here for you. I mean, surprises for you, and definitely some surprises for me. Now, number two, the word call. I like this one because A, it's only one word. B, it's a direct command. And C, it's somehow soft enough that you can get away with using it. And why that is, I mean, there could be a bazillion explanations for it. Perhaps it's because there is distance involved with a phone call, which gives you the option to hang up if you want to. You know, you call us. You're not there. You're making a phone call. So with that distance, it's a whole lot easier to hang up if you want to. I'm not saying that is absolutely why, but it's something to consider because there's psychology in our thought processes when we decide to open or to not open an email. I mean, there's always thought processes going on there. Hey, it's just as possible that it's that as anything else. It's really cool, though, because direct commands don't usually fare well at all in email subject lines. Too brazen, typically, and therefore too threatening. However, the fact that the direct command involves a phone call softens the edge a little bit. While I do like it for the reasons I gave a few sentences ago, I can't deny that it still does surprise me a bit that a direct command, no matter how soft, can actually improve your email engagement rate by up to, get this, 60%. the word call. That's significant. Which brings us to number one, the words thank you. I told you we'd be revisiting. At number five, we had the word thanks, and I said more about gratitude in a few minutes. Well, here we are at number one with thank you, which also happens to be a beautiful Led Zeppelin song from Led Zeppelin II. Thank you as well as thanks really needs no explanation, and it's really encouraging to see that gratitude is good. Gratitude works. Not that word in itself, but the sentiment that comes through in the use of thank you. Thank you is a show of gratitude and appreciation. Everybody loves to feel appreciated. Evidently, even by a total stranger, you know? Thank you is a great place to start. It will increase your engagement. It's been shown to increase your engagement, I should say, by over 60%. Just make sure that when you use it, it's used properly and with the right intentions and not misleading in any way. That should be your standard rule anyway, but especially with a phrase like thank you, it's vital. Now, bear in mind that there may be certain words in your business niche that work better than others and may even work better for you than they would for other business arenas. In last week's podcast, we discussed how the word fundraising or fundraiser has a much higher open rate than the word donation for nonprofits. According to a report on Yesware.com, some former campaigners for Obama actually reported back in 2012 that their most successful email subject line by far was just merely a single word. Hey. Yeah, just the word, hey. When you think about it, it actually makes sense because hey is a very non-intrusive and non-threatening word. And unfortunately, when it's used in the subject line of someone in a position of power or authority, it can be very effective for increasing the open rate because, one, it's non-intrusive and non-threatening, as we just mentioned, and two, it's very personal and kindly, so in the right circumstances, it can elicit almost immediate trust through familiarity. And let's throw number three in here, too. Let's be perfectly transparent. There's no shortage of people who will open an email from a celebrity or well-known public figure, or that appears to come from a celebrity or well-known public figure, whether it does or whether it doesn't. If it has a friendly subject line like, hey, there's no shortage of people who will open it. You might do it. I might do it. People do it. Plenty of people will open that email because even though we know there's no way in heck this person knows us, much less knows us well enough to use such a vague subject line as, hey, and nothing else, we just can't resist that temptation to open that email because what if? What if you had me at hey? Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, kicking ass on the internet since 2010. We're on the home stretch of our sixth year, and baby, we are ready for year number seven. Thanks for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. For the Pinterest love, and until next week, I'm Matt Foley, and I live in a van down by the river.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?